there. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're talking with Rowan County Judge Executive Dr. Walter Blevins. Doc, thanks so much for being on the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, we are going to talk a little bit about the fiscal court meeting that happened this month earlier. It's a couple months or a couple weeks ago, rather, because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We kind of put things off for a little bit, but let's talk about, get straight into the agenda and talk about what's going to be happening in the upcoming year. One of the first things that happened is the Rowan County Sheriff's Office presented their budget. They're on a different schedule than the county as a whole, the calendar year versus fiscal year.
Yeah, that's correct.
But pretty much everything kind of stayed the same with that, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so not,
I think it was a $26,000 increase, but it'll be covered by the fees, and it's really no big deal. It just helps him give him a little bit of opportunity to have some money to address some pay raises so he can maintain the cadre of people we have there. I mean, there are people who love to have a lot of our police officers well-trained, and they'll hire them away from them if you're not careful. So it gives him an opportunity to increase some of those salaries in the future.
Absolutely. Now, one of the first things that you guys discussed was a host agreement from Advanced Disposal. That's the local group here that does the solid waste.
That's correct. We have to do this periodically, and it was due for the host agreement, which we acted on that. We're going to wait on the first on the franchise agreement. That deals with the fees. They're wanting to increase their fees. Haven't had a raise for several years, so we may have to do that. You know, those people are entitled to a profit as well. They'd like to be able to take some more garbage from other areas. We're not so sure we want to do that. The life expectancy of the current landfill, without them buying any more property around it, I think it's about 52 years. Mm-hmm. That's at going at current levels. They are not really as profitable as they'd like to be. That's why they'd like to take in more garbage from other counties. I think they're already entitled to quite a few counties, but it's like any business. There's a lot of competition out there, and they need to make sure they can pay their bills, and they're going to ask for that. It'll be left to the next court to make that decision. We got one new magistrate, and we also have a new judge, so I'll leave that in their hands to decide what they want to do.
So they'll be taking that back up, I assume,
in January? At least the host agreement has been signed off and voted on, but the actual franchise agreement will be something that will be ironed out at the next court meeting.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jan Bishop came in with an update on the old jail project.
Jan didn't make it, but Gary Lewis was there, and Gary explained all the good things that they're doing up there. They applied for grants. They've got some heating and stuff, everything on the first floor done. We actually paid for the gas tap or reimbursed them for the gas tap. We put the new roof on there. Hopefully it's not going to leak ever again for many, many years, we hope. And things are moving forward. They've been doing some painting and some renovations there, trying to make it a place where that you can do maybe welding as far as an art. People do that as, welding things together, make objects out of it for modern art or abstract art. And also I think they're talking about doing ceramics, have a place there. That building's probably never going to burn. I mean, it's a pretty safe place to put that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Where if you tried to do that over in the in our old courthouse, the art center, it'd be pretty dangerous. So this gives them another opportunity to bring more artists. And I think it's important in a community to have the arts. Mm-hmm. It just makes you a more rich community for having those type of things available to people.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of the Art Center, I was in there recently and noticed that there's been some damage from water.
We've had some water. We've put on, we think we fixed that part at least. We had a contract to go up there, and the valleys had kind of not been put in properly, we think, or maybe just over a period of time. They just deteriorated. So we think we've stopped that, but there's still some work. We're trying to find a contractor to come in and do some damage, fix the damage from the water. We've got some little black mold in there. We'd like to get cleaned out real quickly and just make it look nicer. So the other thing we're probably maybe our next meeting, again, I'll probably still be the judge for another few weeks. Maybe I will have to handle some of these things. But we're looking at maybe doing some kind of a bee dry type thing where we can there's some moisture that comes in a real heavy rain down in the basement. It's much better than it was, but it's still, we'd like to fix it completely. Also, the Veterans Center also has some problems with their basement. We'd like to take care of that as well.
I feel like everybody in Moorhead who has a basement has had problems.
Had some problems. That's right. We've had a wet year. It's been a tough year, but we're making progress on both those buildings.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob Christian came in with a resolution, and tell me a little bit about what
it's just honoring the Native Americans. I think that's the proper way it should have been quoted, but to let them know that we have concern about their rights and about their history. I made sure, I did ask the question, we're not going to have a casino, or it's not a casino bill where they can come in and the tribe set up a casino, because there's some people concerned about that. So I did ask him that question. He said that it had nothing to do with it, just recognizing the Native Americans who settled this area before we did.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys had a Little Perry Bridge agreement and resolution. What happened with that?
Well, we had an emergency situation there because the people in that live up Little Prairie, quite a few families live there, about probably 20 or between 20 and 30 families. And the state came in and basically lowered it down to 3 tons. And at 3 tons, you can't get an ambulance across it legally. You couldn't get a fire truck up to fight a fire. I think most of our people probably would have maybe looked over the law if that was occurring. But also the gas companies, a lot of people use bottled gas for heating mm-hmm. and cooling, and they could not take their trucks across there. So we did an emergency call meeting and awarded a contract to Mr. Stigall, who's done a lot of our bridge work, and it was below $20,000. No, it was a little above. I think it was about $28,000. But in an emergency situation, you can award it because we wanted to get it fixed, because winter was already hit us, and a lot of those people were really concerned they weren't have enough gas to get them through the winter, the few days we had of winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now it's getting pretty nasty out there again.
Yeah, it won't. We're in winter. I mean, we just went through the coldest time, this year, mm-hmm. considering the new winter. Yeah, the last one we had of cold one too, but this one here started off with a bang.
That is very true. Now, talking a little bit about things that are happening out in the county, you had mentioned before we got started about some things that are in the works.
Things are in the works. It's not a thing that you like to tease people with, but we're very close to having a contract with a company to bring about almost 300 jobs and good paying jobs, very green type situation, not going to cause a lot of pollution, mm-hmm. not going to use a lot of water. It's a new kind of thing that happens in overseas a lot, and we're going to see it hopefully. Will be maybe the second or third largest one in the nation, and create some good paying jobs for people. And we're going to try to help those people. We're encouraging those people to come by giving them part of our payroll tax, about half of the payroll tax, to help them pay them back for the water and sewer lines that are going in out there. And the states also agreed to give them about $1.9 million for a road and access road into the property. The company's buying the property. We're not buying the property, and they will hopefully develop other parts of that property and maybe bring more industry and more things close to their what they're doing. Of course, there's another one that we're going to announce probably in the next couple of quarters. We'll have a public announcement. Again, I'll be out of office. I wish I could be in office, but maybe they'll invite me to come at least be there for the festivities. But it's a good. About 150 jobs, close to that, and good pay, maybe the better paying jobs we've seen in the county for a while. So we're excited. I'm very excited that, you know, at least they're started under my administration, and hopefully they'll come to fruition. We feel very strong that they will. Bob Helton has done a terrific job. We made a good hire when we hired Bob. Lots of good things are happening out there. We were the second part of the KCTCS. is if you go out there now, you'll see a metal building.
Yeah, I see the work happening out there.
It's really going up fast, and they're doing good. We've still got some other people kicking the tires, coming looking at the spec building. I was hoping we could get the spec building filled, but sometimes it's just hard to fill them sometimes. But we're going to continue. I think Bob's got some two other companies that are looking at us. We made the second qualification part. They're going to come back and look again. So we're hoping maybe we'll do that. Could happen soon as well.
Yeah. Well, we've discussed in the past that things, when growth is happening, sometimes it takes years before you actually see the fruition of the growth.
That's right, absolutely. You have to be prepared, and I think Round County's pretty well prepared. We need a new water plant, and we need to upgrade our sewer plant some, but those, we actually got some money to do those in the near future, and hopefully we'll start on that soon.
Wonderful. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic, and we'll be right back after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional treats and confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, other Kentucky-made specialty items, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Facebook and online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
And we're back here on Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're talking with Round County Judge Executive Dr. Walter Blevins. Thanks so much for being here, Doctor.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, you were talking about some things that are happening out on 801, but I noticed recently that the county school system surplus some property. The community park, which is, for those familiar with the area, it's right across from the Walmart, the hill over there where the high school is and stuff. And there's been some flooding there in the past.
It's part of the property. I think it's about... I think 20 acres, close to that.
Mm-hmm. Large parcel.
Maybe about 11 acres of that could be. It's in a flood plain, which means you can go in and actually fill it up and get or mm-hmm. build it up higher out of the flood plain.
Right.
There's some of it in the floodway. You can't really use the floodway to build any permanent structures, but you can use it for parking and other things like that. So it's a very good piece of property. It's really, a lot of people like to have it. The school system owns it. Mm-hmm. In the contract, I think they had so many years they had to maintain it for a park system. But I think what I've been told, they're talking to some client that wants to buy that whole section of property and bring some kind of business. I'm not sure retail or... but it's probably more likely retail across from Walmart. It'd be something like that. So we're hoping we'll hear some good news on that in the near future, too. It's just a lot of good things are happening. Mm-hmm. I wish that it happened before I left office or before I was gone, but they're going to happen, and I'm glad that we're seeing a thriving community, a community that's going to see some real growth in the future.
It's amazing to me just in the past 10 years how much growth we have seen already, but we're anticipating so much more. But, you know, you've decided to retire from being the judge executive here, but that doesn't mean you're getting out of the political sphere.
No, I've still got a lot of friends in politics. I probably won't run again. My wife would probably file papers to divorce me if I ran again, so... she's had enough of it, and I probably, it's time to go on and let some other younger people go on and take over. And I've enjoyed my 37 years. I had 33 in the General Assembly and 4 as County Judge Executive. I've really enjoyed all of it, other than maybe the being the minority in the Senate is not a lot of fun, but I still have made a lot of friends and I think helpful in a lot of areas in bringing prosperity and economic opportunity, better schools, better roads for our community here. And it's been a real pleasure. I had a good team of people to work with. Let me mention, of course, Lincoln Cottle, my deputy judge, which has done a terrific job. Almost became judge. Good clean race between him and Harry Clark. Harry's going to be the new judge, and I'm excited about that too. Harry's very qualified, and will do a good job. I want to do everything I can to help him and make a smooth transition, and try to point him in the right direction the best I can. Harry's very bright. People know him, and it was a good. We had a good race. Mm-hmm. It was very little mudslinging. If I saw any, I didn't recognize it as mudslinging. So it was a good race. I'm glad to see politics maybe take a better flight than what we've seen in some of the races around here. Of course, I want to thank Lois Hawkins. Lois has been there at the county as a county administrator or executive secretary for many years, and of course Michelle Jesse been our treasurer for many years. I don't think this county we can't say enough and couldn't repay that lady for all she's done to keep the books and make sure that we're following the law. We've had good audits before I came, and we've had good audits since. So Michelle Jesse, if you see her at the BP or if you stop by the courthouse, thank her for all her dedicated work. She's done a terrific job. Of course, Doris Kidd works there with her, and Becky Kissick, and they take care of the payroll for the county and also the hire or the purchasing. For a lot of purchasing, we're a big company, about I think $13 million budget right now that we're dealing with, or actually with count the jails probably higher than that. Of course, Tracy Hamilton has been there many years. Tracy does a good job. He's our kind of our maintenance guy, keeps the place running. And in the road department, we've got Daryl. Steve Kelsey. Steve has taken over and does a terrific mm-hmm. job. And we just actually at this last meeting, we hired him didn't hire anybody, but we gave him promotion to a gentleman named Wayne Lambert. Wayne's been with us for many years out there, and Steve recommended him to be as kind of a project manager. So we went ahead and authorized that. Actually, Harry Clark was at the meeting and agreed with doing that as well. So we think those two individuals will continue to be in those positions of higher authority out the garage. All those people out there, I don't think the county can thank them enough for when we have flooding, when we have snowstorms and ice storms. Those people are out there cleaning the roads, making it safe for all of us. And we never get enough praise for those people out there working in some really treacherous weather and driving trucks and endangering their lives oftentimes to protect and to make lives better for everyone in the county. Our animal shelter, Nick Brown over there, does a terrific job. We've done well with that. There's not been too many negative things. We've not hit the newspaper or the TV stations very often, and I think Nick and the whole group over there, they've worked hard, and they've got a real heart for that job. It's a tough job. Mm-hmm. A lot of unwanted animals in this county, and not just in this county, but throughout the state. But we're way above most of the people here in Eastern Kentucky as far as having a nice animal shelter and doing a good job. It's just a good thing. Tyler Brown, I brought Tyler on when Bob Wells retired. And Tyler's just taken off and done a terrific job. Everybody brags on Tyler. He's got an excellent, just great personality. And mm-hmm. but he's very businesslike, and he's making sure that people that are not following the waste laws in our community and dumping things and stuff, he's out here trying to catch them, and he's trying to counsel them that they need to do it right, or we're going to make them pay for it. So he's a young guy, but he's doing a terrific job. I've just had such a good crew around me. With the jail now, with everything up there, that's probably the biggest hurdle we had to get over when I first came in, because we needed a jail.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there was any question that you're going to have a new facility, and lucky that the state was agreeable to make sure that you guys were able to get that taken care of.
And it's almost filled up, mm-hmm. at least to the level that is required. But again, it can hold about, I don't know, 50 or 60 more people. There's room there if you put the floats down, and that's where you're going to actually have to make some money to help pay the bills. So there's some concern about that a little bit, but I think we'll weather that storm. And there seems to be more prisoners out there than we need, and I'm excited about that. It's a good regional project, even though the county owns it. It's our project, but a lot of the counties surrounding us are going to use it. And the state's got, I think, about 100 of their prisoners up there right now. So,
now, I mean, I know that that's one of the things that you were a proponent of and glad to see come to fruition during your time as judge executive. Is there any other project that you're particularly proud of, or some kind of accomplishment that we've had here in Round County since you've had the judge's seat?
Well, just I think we've had good economic growth. We've seen a lot of people working. There's very lowest unemployment probably in the history of Round County, I would imagine. And not all that's on me. I'm not taking all the credit for that by any means. But it's been a great opportunity. We've got a great school system. We've got a great university. We've been good partnerships between the school system and the university. The city and the county have worked together. I think that's been something very positive. You know, there's been very little arguing about people on one side or the other. You know, there's always a little disagreement, but it's not been blown out of any proportion. I would say maybe the TIFT agreement was a big deal. Mm-hmm. We hope that's going to bring us a new hotel here to Round County or to Moorhead downtown, mm-hmm. To develop downtown, make downtown a better place. That's, again, I represent the whole county and city, and it's pulled the city and the county together, working together to make this happen. I think the other opportunity is with Laughlin. That'll be something good if we can get some recreational facilities for our children. The Splash Park, I think that's a great thing as well. A lot of good things have happened, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. I was there for many years in the House and Senate, trying to bring the roads and better schools and all those things. And to be judge executive, it's a little closer to the people. You're out here fixing potholes and trying to bring good jobs to the community. And I'm very proud of these 4 years. They've been very very rich and enjoyable.
Now you're not leaving the community. We've got a couple minutes left, but I wanted to ask you, what is it that you're
going
to get into?
I'm going back to my honest living. I tell people I'm going to be a dentist, and I've got opportunity working here in Round County a few days a month, and then I'll be working probably in Lexington a few days, maybe more than a few days in Lexington, and got an opportunity to make some money and pay some bills and get all my credit cards caught up before I actually are close to. After I retire, so I'm going to try to dedicate myself to getting out of debt and trying to take care of all the things that pile up on you when you're doing other jobs.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, it'll be good to see you around the community. I'm sure it'll be a lot less stress.
Less stress and a little more time to smile and to thank everybody that's been a part of this, my political life. So I look forward to seeing everybody and thanking them for letting me serve them.
We appreciate your political service, and we're glad that you're still going to be around in the community.
I'm not leaving. I have no plans to leave.
Yeah, good. And that's all the time we have for today here on Open Mic. Once again, we're here with Round County Judge Executive Dr. Walter Blevins.
Wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you. And thank you all so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon.